Today is February 2nd, and the significance of this date, well, it's best explained by Bill Murray, who plays a TV weatherman in the movie Groundhog Day.
I'm not going to be here for the 10 o'clock. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day, and I'm going out to Punxsutawney for our country's oldest groundhog festival. So, as you know, according to the legend, tomorrow, February 2nd, if the groundhog wakes and sees a shadow, we've got six more weeks of winter to look forward to, so keep your fingers crossed.
Groundhog Day is built on myths and legends, but today we have some groundhog science. Daniel Blumstein at UCLA studies marmots, including the ground squirrels we think of as groundhogs.
Groundhog Day is really a holiday about sex.
Apparently, this is the season when male groundhogs leave hibernation to look for mates.
Of course, people give a different meaning to the emergence of Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania. He is a central figure in the town's annual celebration.
That involves him whispering into people who are stovepipe hats and front of a drunk crowd, so you can't really trust that.
In the last decade, he's been right about winter less than half the time. We asked Penn State history professor and park ranger Troy Harmon how Phil came to be an authority on the weather.
It's part of the Pennsylvania Deutsch or German tradition. They brought the Christmas tree idea along with St. Nicholas, Easter bunnies, painted eggs at Easter time.
And with Groundhog Day, they did something more. It started in the 1880s as part of a response to the Industrial Revolution. Americans craved simpler times and a creative culture. They embraced everything from Gothic Revival architecture to Groundhog Day.
It represents this wanting to have the ability to use one's instincts and intuition and not be strictly controlled by science.
UCLA's Blumstein, however, sticks to the science. He is studying how marmots respond to climate change.
I think people should show respect to all animals, and if they're a prognosticator, even more respect. I mean, you know, someone's got to give them respect.
Respect it is, along with the hope that Punxsutawney Phil predicts early spring this time.